Welcome to the Homesteaders of America podcast, where we encourage radical homesteading, simple living, hard work, natural health care, and real food. If you're pioneering your way through modern noise and conveniences, and you're an advocate for living a more sustainable and quiet life, this podcast is for you. Thanks for joining us on this week's podcast. Let's get started. Welcome to this week's podcast, guys. I am your host, Amy Fuel, and I am the founder of the Homesteaders of America organization and annual events. If you're not familiar with us, we are a resource for homesteading education and online support, and we even host a couple of in-person events each year, with our biggest annual event happening right outside the nation's capital here in Virginia every October. Check us out online at homesteadersofamerica.com, follow us on all of our social media platforms, and subscribe to our newsletter so that you can be the first to know all about things, all things HOA. That's short for Homesteaders of America. Don't forget that we have an online membership that gives you access to thousands, yes, literally thousands of hours worth of information and videos and education. It also gets you discount codes, an HOA decal sticker when you sign up as a new member, and access to event tickets before anyone else. All right, let's dive into this week's episode. So I think we can all agree that the world is a little bit crazy right now, right? You know, back in 2020, we saw the biggest increase in homesteading that we have ever seen, really, in the last couple of decades. People were really just taking part in the mass exodus of checking out of the broken food system, checking out of the broken healthcare system. And, you know, we're not going to go into all the craziness of it, but we saw tens of thousands of individuals, even coming into the Homesteaders of America organization, coming to our online events, taking part in our online community platforms. It was a crazy year. And, you know, it's just interesting to see now that we're in 2021, just kind of the spillover from that. And certainly, no matter which side of the spectrum you're on, there is some fear that is driving people into homesteading. Because if there is one thing we can all agree on, it's that we could all be a little more self-sustainable, a little more self-sufficient, right? And I wanted to just kind of share with you this week some things that I've discovered being the founder of this organization and being involved in the homesteading community. And I've got to tell you, it's very encouraging to me, because I have friends, you know, it's no secret that I'm very outspoken about my beliefs online, in the sense of religion and how we live our life, our homesteading lifestyle and things like that. But I've always tried to do so in a way that's very inclusive. You know, I'm going to do me, you do you, and that's okay. You know, I don't judge who you are, what you believe, or anything like that. And so when I founded Homesteaders of America, I really wanted us to stay neutral in all things. I think we've done a pretty good job at that. But I am so encouraged, even with all of the just mess. And that's what it is. It's just a mess that's happening in 2021. That there are people from all sides of the spectrum, whether you're liberal or conservative, Democrat, Republican, whether you are Christian or Hindu or Buddhist or an atheist, or it doesn't matter. The one thing that I can consistently count on is that we all, you listening to this podcast, the people that join our organization, the people that interact in our online community, we all have one thing in common. And that one thing is homesteading. We could disagree on everything else, hopefully in a kind way, hopefully in a very nice way where we respect each other's beliefs. But there's that one thing we can agree on, and it's that maybe we need to grow our own food. Maybe we need to raise our own livestock in a sustainable and clean way. You know, I can have conversations about gardening or goats or making cheese with anyone. I don't ever have to stop and ask them what their political affiliation is. I don't have to stop and wonder what their religious beliefs are, because none of that matters. What matters in that moment is that person and the topics you're talking about. Hey, how do I make cheese? I don't care who you are and what you believe. I want to know how to make cheese. You know what I mean? Or, hey, what are you going to plant in your garden this year? I think it's so encouraging. I have friends and am growing friendships on all spectrums in our homesteading community. And I really enjoy it because, you know, there's a saying, sometimes you can have too much of an open mind that your brain falls out. I'm not there yet, right? But there's also the saying that iron sharpens iron, or, you know, surrounding yourself with people that don't think like you, it can actually help you grow, okay? So this week, I want to talk about some of the things that we can all agree on, okay? And they all have to do with homesteading, whether it's, you know, whether you should get a milk cow or not, or whether it's coming together and finding the best seed company for this year. We can all agree on some things. So let's kind of dive into it. And I think that you're going to realize that you have more in common with people than you realize. And when you start thinking about the things that you have in common, sometimes the things that you don't have in common seem a little less stressful. All right, so first things first, let's just rip the Band-Aid off, right? We can all agree that our food system is broken, okay? It's not breaking, it's broken. I wrote a blog post about this on the Homesteaders of America website last year. You know, we have so much corruption within businesses and corporations, and we've been trying to just put a Band-Aid over it for far too long. Too many hands involved in different deals and different things, and our food system is broken. We have an oversupply. You know, here's an example. In Virginia used to be a huge dairy state and still is in many ways, but you know, our milk in Virginia gets shipped off to California, and yet last year we were in a milk shortage here in Virginia. Why is Virginia's milk going to California? Why isn't Virginia's milk staying in Virginia and feeding families here? Why, you know, these are things that don't make sense, right? And our food system is broken because we have become dependent on corporate agriculture, is essentially what it is, right? I truly believe that homesteaders and small hobby farmers and small family farms can regenerate and save farming. They can save our food system. I had a guy, a few months ago, kind of passive aggressively call me out on that statement because I made that statement in a blog post on the HOA website. And somebody asked the guy, what do you think about homesteaders? And he was a farmer and he's like, I'm fine as long as they don't act like they can save the world and the food system. And I thought, ha, joke's on you, because what if we do? You know, what if, I think we can all agree on this, right? If we are building food systems, our own food systems in our own communities, why do we have to depend on a government food system? Why do we have to depend on a corporate food system? And I don't think that's too far off, right? Some of us are already doing that. Some of us are already buying all of our produce and all of our meat and all of our dairy from local farmers or homesteaders, or we're already growing it ourselves. And so I think we can all agree that our food system, our corporate food system is broken, and maybe a new system, a more agrarian society, local agrarian food system could replace it. So we're not actually fixing the old system, we're just making a new one. Likewise, I think we can all agree that our health system is broken. I mean, this is just something that's gone on for years. So many people go into homesteading because they want to be healthier. They want to get off the 25 medications that they're on. They want to eat healthier so that they can be healthier. And yet consistently, and I'm not doing a broad spectrum thing here, there are plenty of good doctors out there. But consistently, we see doctors and professionals say, well, here, take this medication because this is the symptom you have and this will fix your symptom, without ever wanting to get to the source of the issue. And so we can all agree our health system is broken. We can all agree that eating food, real food, real good homegrown food contributes to better health. We can agree that natural living is a better way of living. It doesn't matter how you slice and dice it. Living a more natural lifestyle is simply a better way to live. We can agree on that. We can agree that cows are cute. Cows are cute. I can't wait to have a cow. But we can also agree that cows are beneficial. Cows aren't necessarily contributing to a deteriorating ozone layer. We know that. We're homesteaders, right? And if you believe that, that's fine too. Maybe I'm wrong. But we can agree they're cute, right? Great. They give us really good milk. And if you're a vegetarian, that's okay too. Like, guys, we have so many amazing homesteader vegetarians out there. Yeah, they are homesteaders. They are legit homesteading. And they eat a lot of vegetables. And they're really awesome about it. Like, I think it's awesome. I have a friend who's a vegetarian and she homesteads. And she grows this amazing garden that I'm very, very envious of. Speaking of gardening, we can agree that gardening is hard work, but it's good work. You know, I was in the garden last year and it was hard. Oh man, if you follow my personal journey of homesteading, we have a garden, a larger garden on 5 acres, about a mile up the road from our house. Originally, we were supposed to build a house on that acreage last year. And of course, with the pandemic, that didn't work out. And now we're not really sure if we're going to build over there or not. We kind of, you know, might have some other plans in mind, but we have a garden over there. And last year, there's no running water. We had to haul water from the creek to water our garden with. Yeah, I know. We could put together this barrel system or we could put a pump in the creek. But you know what? For some reason, we like being really hard on ourselves. But you know, it was hard. But the garden taught me so much, not just about being a better gardener, but about just being a better good steward of the earth, right? So gardening is hard work, but it's good work. We can all agree on that. We can all agree that you can be a homesteader even if you only live on a half acre or a quarter acre or a third acre or a postage stamp in the middle of the city. Or maybe you don't even have a postage stamp. Maybe you have a garden in a community garden, or maybe you have a rooftop garden, whatever it is. You can be a homesteader when you decide to be more self-sufficient, become more aware of the food system, and grow your own food. We can all agree that we don't know it all. Oh, hallelujah. I hope that we can. We don't know it all. And if anything in homesteading has taught us, if any part of homesteading has taught us anything, it's that. We don't know it all. I was talking to a friend yesterday, and she was telling me that she lost her dairy cow. She owns a big dairy farm, and she just passed away. And there was nothing she could have done. There was nothing really wrong with her. She had just calved a calf and she looked fine. But then the next morning she got up and the cow was gone. And we're not going to dissect that at all, but we're going to say, hey, we don't know it all. We are learning every single day in homesteading and we should probably give ourselves a little bit more grace than we do. Likewise, we can all agree that homesteading can be difficult. We talk a lot about living a simple life. I get this a lot because that's kind of my saying for my personal homesteading page is encouraging simple living, when actually simple living is the most complicated living in a lot of ways. And we can agree on that. Homesteading and simple living can be very, very difficult. We can agree that you never get used to mud and you never get used to poop. It's still gross. If you get it on your hand or on your face or in your house or on your floor, it's nasty. We can agree on that. Moms especially can agree on that. We can all agree that we have too many seeds. Yeah, I'm talking to you. We can probably all agree that we probably plant those seeds way earlier than we should. Don't do it. I know you're thinking about it. Especially if you're living up north or on the East Coast, you're thinking about putting those seeds in the ground and it's not quite ready yet. Just not quite. We have probably all agreed multiple times that we have not yet reached the level of homesteading that we would currently like to be at. I haven't. I have big goals and big dreams. And you know what? I'm going to share those big goals and dreams with people. And I want them to tell me, you know what? You can do it. You could do it. Even if I can't do it, I want them to tell me I can do it, right? We can all agree that homesteading is a journey. It's not a destination. And we will never be exactly where we want to be. We'll just keep growing and want to do more and new and different things. We can all agree that regenerative agriculture and rotational grazing are the best options. I think we've reached that level in homesteading where that is pretty much the norm, right? We understand that rotational grazing reduces the impact of parasites. It helps the gut and microbiome of your livestock that are rotationally grazing. It helps offer a more healthy pasture, right? It's good. And we can agree that you can implement it almost in every situation, even on a very small homestead. We can agree that chickens are the gateway animal to homesteading, right? Show of hands, how many people got chickens first and then 2 weeks later had a cow or goats or, you know, a 5,000 square foot garden? We can also agree that homemade food tastes better. It just does. Our tastes have changed so much since we started homesteading. We can go out and be like, you know, I could make it better at home, or you know, we have a couple of places that we like, you know, food that I've never tried to recreate. But for the most part, we can agree that if we can cook, which normally homesteaders learn how to cook, then homemade food tastes better. And what better way than around a table to talk about community and building community and how many seeds you have and starting your seeds too early and never getting used to mud, right? We can probably all agree that we love fermented food, but actually, there was a girl in the Homesteaders of America community who said she despises fermented food, and we all kind of tried to, like, coerce her into trying different recipes because we're like, really? You don't like fermented food? And I thought it was so cute because her transparency was great. I think it's great. You know, I'm one of those people who don't really like kombucha. I like certain flavors, but it's not something that I could drink all the time. Where like my friend Anne, she can drink kombucha all day long every day. And I'm just like, how? But I think for the most part, we all kind of have our different fermented foods that we like. We can all agree that there is no greater satisfaction than growing your own food and providing for your family. And that that has nothing to do with politics or the craziness that's going on in the world today. We are all growing food and providing for our families. If nothing else, that is a reason for us to come together. That is a reason for us to have community about homesteading and self-sufficiency. That is a reason to not be unkind. Because when all the dust settles, we still have that in common. We still have no greater satisfaction and no greater want than to provide food, grow our own food, and provide for our families. That's probably one of the biggest things that we can agree on. However, we can probably all agree that politics and homesteading go hand in hand. And you're like, well, nope, gone, see ya. No, don't do that. Homesteaders of America was created so that we could encourage people to fight a good fight. It's not a Democrat versus Republican fight. It's a let's fight the fight of freedom. Let's raise those backyard chickens and let's challenge the community standard of, nope, you can't have those chickens. Let's challenge the right to grow our own food. Let's challenge that. Because, you know, there's some places, if you don't have more than a certain amount of land, more than a half acre, you can't grow your food. You can't grow a raised garden bed full of food in the front yard. That's ludicrous. Why do we have rules like that? So politics and homesteading go hand in hand. We have to show up at the courthouses that say raw milk is illegal. We have to show up at the courthouses that say we're going to implement these new livestock ordinances. We have to show up at places that say, hey, you're not allowed to have livestock on your land because it's not zoned for agriculture. And now listen, if you buy land and you didn't already know that, that is on you. But doesn't mean it can't be changed. Why can't it be changed, you know? And so we can agree that if we don't show up and we don't we can't hide in a hole, right? But you know what? Those are the politics that we can all agree on. And it's both sides. And that's what's really encouraging, is that people from both sides show up. People from both sides encourage food freedom in living a simple life and the right to do that. And that's more encouraging than anything. Because you know why? The last thing we have in common, of course, there's thousands of things we have in common, but the last thing that I want to talk about is that we're all a little weird. We're all a little weird. And we go against the grain of normal, I say that in air quotes, normal society. No matter what you believe, no matter what your political beliefs are, no matter what your religious beliefs are, no matter those things, you and I, we might differ in opinion on a lot of things, but after going through this list, you and I think we're pretty normal, right? Oh yeah, all this stuff is normal. I agree with you. But from an outsider looking in, somebody who's not homesteading, somebody who has no intention on growing their own food, which, by the way, is a large percentage of people in the world, they think we're weird. They think that we are, just these crazy pioneer people that, I don't know what they think anymore, and it doesn't really matter, but we have that in common. We have a lot more in common than you might think. And as you are conversing online, especially in the Homesteaders of America community groups, I want you to really think about it. Think, you know what? I'm going to set aside all of the crazy. And it's heightened right now. It's really easy to fall into the trap of lashing out at people. But what if we reminded ourselves that we all have a little bit more in common than not, especially if you are truly living a homesteading, agricultural lifestyle, especially if you are truly wishing for an agrarian society like so many of us talk about. We can do this. We can create a system and a lifestyle and a community that can differ in opinion on 100 different things, but come together and realize that we have thousands of different things that we agree on rather than disagree on. I want to remind you this week, and I want to encourage you as you go about the rest of your week, the rest of your month, even the rest of this year, let's dive into homesteading and natural living and simple living a little bit more. Let's dig our feet into that. Those are the places that we really start within our communities, making changes for the better. I understand that it's very, very easy to get caught up in national news and international news and national politics, and those things are important too. But here's the thing, those things are already happening. Those things are already in place. What affects you most is what's happening on your local level. It's connecting with your community and showing people that there is a better way to live, no matter what they think. And that we can all agree that homesteading is truly a wonderful way to live. And there are truly wonderful people on all sides. And in fact, could we even stop saying sides? Because ultimately, if you're in this homesteading community, we're all on the same side. All right, guys, I hope that you enjoyed this week's episode. Hey, we have a couple sponsors as we start going into 2021 and planning our events. We have an event coming in May. At the recording of this podcast, we still have tickets left, but I'm not sure if we still have them left now. It's May 14 and 15th at Rory Feek's Farm. It's also called Hardison Mill Homestead in Columbia, Tennessee. There are only 300 seats available. You're going to learn from people like Joel Salatin, Sean and Beth Dodery, all kinds of people. And they are in-depth, intensive workshops. Check that out on our website, homesteadersofamerica.com. We have sponsors this year already. We have McMurray Hatchery. We have Premier One Fencing. We have Haas Tools. Oh man, these guys, they have great products, and we're going to talk about them more throughout the year with you, but check them out as well. They are truly, truly amazing and really involved in the homesteading community. And I've loved working, especially with these three sponsors, McMurray Hatchery, Premier One Fencing, and Haas Tools, because we've had some good conversations over the last year. And actually, I disagree with them on a lot, but I agree with them on more than I disagree with them on. And I value them as people. I value them as sponsors of our events. I value them for their education and their information that they bring forth, because they truly care about this lifestyle, and that's what makes a difference. You're going to do the same thing. You might 100% agree with every sponsor or every speaker that we have, or you might only 75% agree with them. But ultimately, like I just said, we've got more in common than not. All right, guys, we'll talk about it more in future episodes. If you're not already subscribed, make sure you do subscribe. Check out our newsletter. Make sure you subscribe to that, because that is the most infinite way of getting information first, since there's no guarantee that you'll always see our information online. And until next time, as always, happy homesteading.